So everybody has a way that they fascinate people. And the through line on all of this is really knowing yourself, your authenticity, your values, your strengths, and communicating that. So branding is communication and perception. What do I offer that is making an impact, solving a problem? What's going on right now? So you got to do some research, you got to know your customer, and then be able to articulate and meet them where they are.
Welcome to the Standout Business Show, where it's all about making a bigger difference by doing business differently. I'm Brad Powell, and today we're talking about building a business you love without losing your mind. So let's say you want to build a standout business. That's what the show's about, right? And this would be a business that people are excited about. But here's the thing. How do you connect the dots between your innate talents, your authentic values, your interests, your expertise, and an offering that matches what your audience needs from you? How can you develop a personal brand that will attract the right opportunities? Well, to help answer these questions, I've invited this week's guest, Eva Chen, who is a personal brand expert. And she spent the last 20 years applying her brand strategies and marketing expertise working for Fortune 500 companies. So stay tuned, because we're going to explore how to leverage your genius and make a business you love that works for you. And with that, let's start the show. All right, Eva, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, to start us off here, I want to talk a little bit about this thing. Like, your new brand is Second Calling, right?
Yes.
So Second Calling, like, I know in my own life, I've gone through a number of pivots, and I might be on my third or fourth calling, or depending on how I count them. And each time, like, what I found is that most of my work, like, I started in the nonprofit sector. I was teaching environmental education, and then I started my own outdoor school that then fell into the hands of Outward Bound, and I became the director of an Outward Bound program. And from there, I completely pivoted, and I started a music business, and I was going after international music, and that got firmly placed in the hands of National Geographic, which pushed me in the direction of making video. And then I pivoted from that, and I started doing video for corporate clients. And now, like, I've got my own little awesome video makers company going. And these shifts were all in a direction of following my calling, following a kind of muse, following that in the moment of the time of how I was evolving as a human being, sort of fit who I was becoming. And what I want to say about that is, that shift always required this kind of long stretch of, what the heck? Like, I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going, the sort of foggy period of not knowing, which was really hard and really challenging. And I think whether someone is just starting something new, like, this is like, okay, I'm starting my brand new thing, I've never done this before, or you're shifting from one kind of expertise to another, this is the big challenge. It's like, how do you get through the fog and try and filter out, like, what are the key elements for yourself that will help you, like, guide you out of the fog, like, so that you can, you know, find where you want to go. So describe the landscape as you see it.
Yeah, well, and that's a great question. So I just want to first clarify a little bit about the calling.
Okay.
So some people like you sound like a multi-potentialite or multi-passionate. And I kind of call them like scanners or swimmers, you know, they go from one thing to another. I'm like that. And then there's people that are more like divers, and depending on, you know, they're like doctors all their lives or firemen, we all know them, but the context of what they do evolves as their life experiences, as they change. So we shouldn't ever stereotype one, you know, like for a long time, we think, oh, there's something wrong with us because I'm jumping from one to another. And for people like us, it could be harder because there's that transition. And so that's where I'm very similar. And, you know, it's like the freakouts when we have those transitions. So difficult. And so what I've discovered is that, you know, we are naturally wired a certain way. And no matter what we do, we have certain innate strengths and skills that we want to lean into. And so when, you know, we get into a new thing, like even in the online marketing world we're both in, you know, there's so many people that teach a certain way or process. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but the thing is, you need to take into consideration yourself. So whatever transition you are in, you always need to put yourself and your understanding yourself, like what comes natural to you? What skills do you want to develop? Like with, we were just talking about Brad's awesome voice and speaking and things like that. Like video is a skill that you want to develop. And I think what most people don't understand, in like the beginning, you're just not good at anything. Like you're so awkward on video and you suck and you don't know that, like, if this is a commitment you want to make and you have a natural inclination, you just have a plain old interest in it. You know, that dedication every day, you're going to become a genius. So my calling or my inspiration is that I just am so amazed and intrigued and just in awe of everybody. I think everybody is so amazing and has so many talents. And we just don't know how to connect the dots, like you said, to do something with it. So part of it is really understanding yourself. And the other part of it is answered with brand strategy. So brand strategy is something that a lot of people don't think is relevant for themselves, especially if you're an entrepreneur. But, you know, the big companies spend a ton of money on it because it's really connecting who you are, your values, the emotions. And, you know, we all make purchase decisions and connect based on emotions and the feeling. And we connect that to our best audience. And that strategy of packaging it, positioning it, all that is really part of the process of connecting the dots. And like if you wanted to do a startup, any startup you wanted to do, you would do a brand strategy for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't agree with that more. I mean, right now it seems like the door is wide open for people to develop their personal brands. Not that personal branding is anything particularly new, but at this moment in time, with first of all, just the cacophony of noise that the internet is providing all of us, that exists. And then added to that, the huge trend with artificial intelligence tools that are making all forms of content marketing just on steroids almost, in terms of just a lot of particularly mediocre content that is pumped out en masse by anyone who can get on ChatGPT and push some buttons. And so it's more important than ever now to show up for your people as a human being, like as in a relatable, personable way, where if you are, like people can see you, the person, like your values and the things that you stand for and what you believe in, they can connect. Like that's something they can actually reach out and go, this is for me, in a way that, you know, the corporate brand type of thing is just never going to resonate. So when people come to, like in the beginning, okay, I want to develop my personal brand, what are the first parts of that process for them?
Well, like you said, what you stand for. I mean, I started my business because I saw this kind of hole in the concept of values. I mean, most people don't really know what their authentic values is. Every single time I work with people, they've never really thought about like what do they, and there's confusion about the topic. So in a personal brand, you know, like Steve Jobs says marketing really is values. I mean, he has a very famous video that says that. And people don't really, they buy into what you stand for. And so whether that is, you know, for him, it was like passion when he rebranded himself. Before, they were like the rebel when they started. And then they evolved their brand. They rebranded it as, you know, we're for the passionate people that believe any dream is possible. So it's really about understanding, really finding out what your core values are, your personal values, not what you think sounds good. But most people don't know what their core value or personal values are, because we've been conditioned in just being born. Every day we're told how to be, our parents' values, everybody's values. I was living other people's values and being driven by that for most of my life. So personal values are what is like the driving force behind your why, I believe, and how you connect with somebody. Like when you connect with somebody you share values with, you're like, I don't care what you're selling. I want to like support you.
Right. That's the ideal goal. And I find that in my work, that's definitely what happens. You know, I help people make videos, usually really short ones. And in a set, like in a series where people are seeing you often. So you become kind of a familiar face just because of that regular thing of showing up in whatever realm, you know, watering hole your audience happens to be. But the part that seems to work is that after just a very short amount of time, people know instantly. Like, you know, like I remember when I was in my 20s and I was renting group, you know, in a group house where we'd have four or five people all sharing in a house with multiple bedrooms. And we'd interview new prospective, you know, renters who would come to the door, and you know, like you'd open the door and like within 30 seconds, you'd know whether you liked this person and you'd think they'd make a good co-housing, you know, tenant or not. Like it would, like, it's pretty instant. And when you're showing up on a video like this, people have that same sense almost immediately. So that, you know, from a business and sales perspective, if people have been watching your videos, if they've seen you online in any kind of way at all, by the time they come to actually meet with you, like on a sales call or discovery session or in person or however you what your process is, by the time they get to that place, they should know, like they should be well educated as to who you are, what you think, how you think, you know, what you're up to, what your mission is, all these things. And they're ready. Like they know that they're a good fit.
Totally.
That whole sales process, you don't have to sell anything. You just have to sort of say, well, go over here. This is how you sign up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And I know this word is very cliche, but I just heard that this year, Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, the word of the year is actually authenticity. I mean, it's about time. But I feel like, really connecting with your authentic values is authenticity. I mean, most people are, you know, just it's really difficult, you know, to really know how to show up on video, right? Your natural personality, like, you know, like say you were a kid and you were always adventurous and then your mom just didn't want you to be that way, right? Like you just like shut that person down. So, you know, like branding, the personal branding part is kind of like a peeling off of layers, because genius, everybody's a genius. They have actually done studies on it. I'm not going to get into it in this webinar, but in this call, but you know, when it's interfered with, which is what happens when we're humans, you know, whether it's like all the media, all the inputs we got, that's where we lose it. And that's the same thing with authenticity. And so, you know, to kind of just do that exercise of just like taking off all the masks and layers and really deep down inside, like knowing what is really important and meaningful. And values are just like the, if you just look back at your experiences and look back at what has been meaningful to you and what is so important to you that you would like almost die for it. I mean, that's how strong values are. That's like when you speak that truth, like in video, especially, you're going to draw in or attract. And that's what they call like an attractive brand is that person, you know, it's really subconscious. You know, there's like archetypes, like they talk about it. It's on a very deep subconscious level. There's a ton of firms that know this stuff, like big corporate firms, and there's very deep, deep, deep layers of values. I'm not going to get into it, but there is subconscious.
Yeah, well, I just want to underline that everyone is a genius. Mm-hmm. Someone who's listening to this today, take that one away.
Yes.
Believe in yourself, because you too are included in everyone being a genius.
Yes, it is. Well, just really quickly, just, I mean, they tested it like 5 to 7 year olds. 98% of them were tested genius. By the time we're adults, we're very few of us. So genius, the defined, is really your natural intelligence that isn't interfered with. And most of the times we've gotten interference. And so that's why, like, the first step of finding a calling is really to kind of slow down, to really clear your mind, to really hear that, and to kind of like cut yourself off from a lot of the noise. And it's so hard, because even here in, I'm in Cape Town, it's a lot slower, you know, and it's amazing. Western culture is just so much about like the next thing, where are you going? And it's so hard to hear it in your mind when we're, our mind is so cluttered, you know? So that's the hard part.
Yeah. All right. So let's say we've taken that time. Mm-hmm. Maybe we went to Cape Town and we spent a month there or somewhere else. Like, I just got back from a week in the Yucatan, where I was really slowed down for a little while. It was I had such a good time. I've already booked a week for the same time next year.
Yes.
So I'm going to do it again. So we've slowed down and we've given ourselves the space, and we're starting to recognize, oh yeah, these are the parts of me that are my inner genius. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm feeling a little grounded in that part of sort of the initial genius of who I am, the part of me that is that kernel of wisdom. Mm-hmm. What's the process now? Like, where do we go next in terms of starting to communicate that with the people who we want to serve?
Great question. So that, you know, once you get kind of a sense of that, that is, then you do the brand strategy process, which is really connecting you, what you want to do, your innate strengths, your values. And that's where a brand strategist or just anybody, you know, I mean, I have some worksheets and videos, and you guys can see more of the visuals of this later if you're interested in. But basically, it's connecting you to somebody that needs your service, right? So it's a problem and solution. And so how can you kind of package that to something that the world needs? And, you know, like, this podcast is all about making an impact. So how do we make an impact? Is that we have to kind of get strategic and think about, okay, how do we take this and put it into a service that is solving a problem for somebody, right? And that's pretty much brand strategy. So then that's the what. So first you have the calling, and then the what, and then the how is really marketing and expressing yourself, whether it's in video or however you want to do it. And the through line on all of this is really knowing yourself, your authenticity, your values, your strengths, and communicating that. So branding is communication and perception. And so there's definitely a process and a framework and the elements of building a brand. It's not this abstract thing that we all think it is. And so when you do research or the brand strategy process, it's really connecting. It's an inside out process where you're connecting you and to the world and really looking at it in a context of like, what do I offer that is making an impact, solving a problem? What's going on right now? So you got to do some research, you got to know your customer, and then be able to articulate and meet them where they are. So then it gets into a lot of the marketing stuff. But the thing is, when you have a brand and you know you're just passionate about it, it makes marketing a lot easier. Yeah, so most people don't think about it like that. And I think authenticity and just knowing there's different like assessments and different things you can do with archetypes, your personality, whatever, to bring that out of you. I mean, I'm sure in video, like you meet somebody and you're like, oh, you know, how do I bring this personality out? Right. Yeah. So everybody has a way that they fascinate people, and that's really through authenticity. And so,
yeah, that's a really good line. Everybody has a way that they fascinate. And I think that positioning, like when you are clear inside, like I think personal branding is a real inside job. Mm-hmm. And when you're clear inside of who you are and you're positioning yourself, you know, in line with that, you're in alignment with yourself.
Yeah.
With how you speak and how what you do, and you're not getting pulled by all the shiny baubles out there that are drawing you one way or another that aren't aligned with you. Once that positioning occurs, everything else, like the marketing, sales, all of it gets much, much easier. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, things start falling into place. And I'm just wondering, like, do you have an anecdote, or this could be your own experience, or it could be something you've done with a client that just talks about, you know, that process of them coming into alignment and then folding out their marketing plan, and then, you know, they reach nirvana.
Right. No. Well, you know, we all have this. Yes, I have lots of examples, but, you know, where, you know, we have a kind of a desire, this thing, you know, like I'm doing a brand lab right now. I'm launching 5 entrepreneurs, and usually it's combining 2 disciplines or 2 interests. Like, you know, this client of mine, this guy has a new way of thinking about productivity, and he struggled with productivity, thought he was losing his mind. You know, we all have this experience. And then he got into martial arts and learned all this amazing stuff about really doing less and this peace of mind, kind of like the peaceful warrior. So he's combining like a martial art philosophy with productivity. Do you know what I'm saying? And so
that sounds great.
Yeah. And so like you combine 2 things, you know, so, it, you know, the thing is, it's like, there's so much power with entrepreneurs because we're so unique, and like corporations can never duplicate us. Right. And so we just don't see it because we're so close to it. So, and most people think so linearly, like, oh, you know, like I talked to somebody yesterday, she wants to move transition to health and wellness. And she was a therapist, and everybody's telling her, oh, you got to stay in one lane, just be a therapist or health and wellness. You can't combine the two. But the thing is, her whole life experience, everything, you know, she's able to see much more depth and a whole huge perspective that other people don't see because of that. And that's where connecting the dots comes in, because you have taken a journey and you have to believe that there's no random occurrences, and that experience, like all the things that you've done, Brad, I'm sure it's going to come full circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you learn things from different experiences, whether it's what you like, what you don't like. You have a depth of perspective that other new people in your industry might not have. And so all the innovation, all the new things actually are not new. They actually come from like an intersection of 2 disciplines. That's where creativity comes. And so, you know, because we're human, we have different interests and passions, and that's where connecting the dots is great. Like, you know, even Steve Jobs, he loved calligraphy. He started the Mac, you know, like the font system was based, started Mac, you know, because of this random, you know, interest in calligraphy. So just things like that.
Right. Well, it's great. I mean, that the idea of putting 2 disparate things together and creating something new, I think it's James Altucher. He calls that idea sex.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And it's like literally idea sex, and then you birth something like brand new. It's like a whole new baby that you've created.
Right. And so the example for that is like, you're an entrepreneur. You don't have to conquer the world or go like get 1 million clients, but that person and his interests and his background is going to resonate with a certain audience for sure. Do you know what I'm saying? Somebody that might be interested in martial arts or wellness and that perspective. And so when you can combine the two, you know, you're much more able to get like a hell yes from somebody, like, oh my God, this is exactly, this is so cool, right? And so that's where the personal branding comes into play and trying and packaging it and communicating it and expressing it.
Right. That's great. Well, we are getting close to the end of our time together. It goes by super quick. But I think there's probably at least a couple of people out there listening and they're going, yeah, I want people to come to me, you know, getting this hell yes, I want to work with you. Or maybe they're going, hell yes, I want to work with you, Eva. So if they would like to do that, what's the best way for them to hook up with you?
Okay, well, you can reach me at eva@brandfromwithin.com. And on my YouTube, I just released some very in-depth webinar trainings on branding. And I'm going to be doing a webinar soon because I'm very passionate about like this concept of encore second callings, especially people that like got lost and confused like myself and are over 50. And, you know, we still like, you know, want a fulfilling career. And a lot of people have that. So that's kind of my new thing right now is helping people find that because I feel like our whole world would be a better place if people just, you know, got fulfillment from what they did.
Hear, hear. All right. Well, I'll make sure that links to your stuff are in the show notes. And Eva, thank you so much for coming on today. This has been great.
Thank you, Brad, for having me. I could talk about it forever, but I have more, a lot of content. So I will chat with you later, Brad.
If you're listening here at the end, I just want to remind you that if you'd like to go and binge the entire archive of the Standout Business Show, just go to standoutbusiness.show and it's all there. All the audio, all the video, all the extra resources, you can binge to your heart's content. We go live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And until the next time, so long.